Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah. Well, well. Hi, golf fans.
Hello.
All right, you made it.
Snake.
Golf broadcasters.
So, great job yesterday, by the way.
Yes, all you guys were wonderful. Thank you so much.
You did your gymnastics very well.
Thank you for jumping on the phone and following Baldy as...
Had to make sure that we had everything on the up and up.
Yeah, make sure he wasn't cheating over there, too.
He, you know what? His brother is probably the most honest caddy I've ever seen.
Really?
He was great, yes.
How could you tell that was his brother?
It was just a wild guess. It's not like they look alike or anything.
He is way redder than you.
Yes, that was passed down from my mom's side. My grandmother, very red hair. My aunt, very red hair. I just skipped that part, I guess.
But you still kind of look that way.
What do you mean
not
that way?
As red. But,
oh, yeah.
But
like
red.
Family. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Carpet drapes?
His? I have no idea. I've never looked. I would assume so. You want to ask him next year?
Yeah, that'll be the first
when he
question.
Caddies again?
Sure.
Okay, so on that front, from Katie.
Hey, Katie.
She says, congrats on AFO, an awesome listen. She says, you get one day to be great at a sport. And she says, at a level on par with whoever is best at their craft. One day, 24 hours, like right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you choose? And then how do you go about showing everyone that you're that good?
That's interesting because... If it's only one day, I was trying to think, what could I...
Yeah, you shoot a 61 on the first day, and then the rest of the day, you're shooting 100.
Yeah, but you've got to get into the tournament first. So the only way, I was going to say like U.S. Open qualifying, but...
I get an exemption, and I'm there.
So you're saying...
I wouldn't waste it on golf, though, because it's only one day.
I was going to say, yeah. Would you do basketball? Because...
Yeah, but how would you get into the NBA?
You wouldn't. It's not about getting into the league... Or the PGA or whatever.
I'll tell you what, though.
It's just about showing, like, oh, my God, dude, you can dunk?
No.
You can windmill dunk?
I would definitely go golf then. If we're not talking about a tournament, like, just to say it's a random Saturday and I'm with the regular guys that I play with, and then all of a sudden one day I'm blessed with PGA and I shoot, like, a 63.
But what if it's, like, it's right now, all right? And I'm like, dude, go now. You have the superpower.
Yeah.
And then you calling
golf.
Your friends like, we got to go play right now.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm working. Yeah. I got my. No. I'm paying for it. Everything. I
will go and pay for all my whole entire foursome to go to the best course I could find. And we're going to play golf. And
they go, okay, let's go. 59 or a 58.
Dude,
like the best score of all time. The best it could ever be.
I can't imagine the look on their faces.
Yeah, I think I'd have to do golf too.
What about though going to the whatever local rec pickup league
tennis.
And you're dunking
and you're LeBron
gym. I know, but yeah, I don't.
And your height and your age and you're shooting like Steph and you're there for 24 hours, you're never leaving.
But then they'd invite me back tomorrow and then I'm me.
Well, you're like, I'm done. And then the legend grows. Like, there's video of it.
Not.
Would you rather have video of yourself being able to do that? Because I think those are the only two sports that I would do.
Right.
Because football, you can't really do anything.
Point? We're not doing it in baseball.
Baseball.
You can.
Am I
softball?
Am I good
cares?
In the cages? It's basketball in some rec league where you're, you know, Uncle Drew or whatever.
That would be fantastic.
Dude.
No, I think I would go golf just to see the looks on my guys' faces as we hit the first tee and they think everything is normal. And then I just DeChambeau the first drive and I'm on the green on one.
Would you call your brother? Who would you call?
Yes, I'd call my brother. Like, hey, we need to play. Is Zalatoris there today? Come on, we're all going. I'd be like, get everybody.
Like, you are Scotty Scheffler for a
right.
day.
I'd be like, hey, call the guys that play up there. I want them to come watch this. And I'm just out there and I'm drop a 59 at Merritt Oak. Can you come on?
That would be so...
That would be epic. They hand you a membership right there on the spot, and then the next day, you're shooting 120. What happened, dude?
I don't know.
But man, the amount of people that would be videotaping you playing basketball.
I know.
That you would have for jumping from the free throw line, like...
like Lil Bow Wow and like Mike.
The golf thing, because if you went out and shot a 59, but you knew... Because if you play golf regularly, and you know, I can never even get remotely close to that again, versus I had this one, like, how often do you play basketball? So if you went out and balled, you may not be like, I never play, no big deal.
I don't ever play anyway.
Right. But at golf, you'd be like, man, and your buddies are like, remember that day you shot a 59? Yeah, as you're putting together your 88.
88, that'd be great.
59. Yeah, like, I mean, you look at the course records around here.
Yeah.
And like Scotty and Jordan have a lot of them at a lot of these places. They just show up there.
And it'd be
they shoot a 61.
I mean, that'd be cool. Like, and your name is just course record Matt McLaren. At a place where all the pros go and play all the time, that'd be... Like,
who is that? And it's just a picture of you and like your outfit now.
And the guy's like a 25 handicap. Like he's
how did he do that? I don't know, man. You should have seen it.
I was there. I watched it. And you have people following you.
A hole-on-one and like multiple par threes. That'd be pretty awesome. Okay, yeah, golf.
But like last night, Steph made 12 threes. Like you're just there just raining from everywhere.
No, it's a really, really close second.
All right, this is from C. Davidson.
I wonder who that could be.
If you were promised that eating the most disgusting food every day...
What would that food be, though?
Well, let's just say it's, I don't know. I'm just going to make something. Like a penis wrap.
Okay, continue.
And you were promised that you would live to be 130, perfectly physically healthy like you are right now.
Yes.
Mentally, everything. Like, you are a stud to live to 130, but you have to eat that every day. And that's the only food you can eat.
Gosh. Long, 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 long.
The only food. That's. I didn't know that was going to be the stipulation.
Not even that's your lunch every day.
All right, yes. I eat stuff that doesn't taste great all the time. Who cares?
I can figure that. The vision of like
it's just the notion of you taking a bite and then it falls out of the wrap and you have to pick it up and put it back.
Hey, sorry, man.
Where are you getting all these, though? You have to have one every day.
I don't know.
There's
where
a
you
bunch of
them.
Cadavers. You could just.
Yeah.
People always tell you to.
It'd be like Vienna sausages, like a jar at home. You just have to put one in your wrap.
Gosh.
I think it'd be all right.
Every day.
It's just,
I mean, look,
like chicken
eating anything.
No, how do you know?
Eating anything that's, what if it, okay, what if we just, what if we forget the penis, right? What if we go just something that is disgusting, that tastes awful, that's gross, the texture is terrible, and you have to eat that every day to live to 130, do you do, and perfectly healthy? Or do you want to live to 130? That's the other thing.
Perfectly healthy
is a lot.
Yeah, but perfectly healthy the way you are now?
I mean, you still are getting old. And
why not?
130. Yeah, you just watch everyone that you know and love just go and you're just
by yourself.
Yeah,
then guess what? You can know and love other people.
At 130?
Because they think that you were 50
or Superman.
Whatever.
Yeah.
They're like, God, you're 130?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
What's your secret?
Yeah.
Penis wraps.
You want one? I still have to eat them every day.
I got a whole jar at the house. It's great. The key is the wrap and the sauce. I mean, you'd be fine. Throw a little sauerkraut on there. You're good to go.
Oh, gross. All right. Who has better odds in the next 10 years? EA winning the April Fool's Open or Tiger winning any PGA tournament?
Tiger winning a tournament.
I think they're both equally the same.
Are we saying like... Does it get to a point where EA is the only person out there?
And he'd still lose.
And he has to win?
Do we... Because George mentioned this, next year maybe we give these guys like a month tune-up. You know,
well,
lessons.
We tried.
I know, like EA didn't want to do it though. Right? He told you guys he wasn't going to go to Merido and do all that.
With Ramadan and all that, it was
doing things right now.
Difficult for him, so... Maybe next year the timing of that won't be the same and he'll be willing to do it. I don't know. Because my brother would have done it.
His swing is so horrific, though, that I don't know if it can be helped.
It's so violent.
Mark said that he saw enough. I sent him a video of it last year, and he's like, yeah, it's not good, but he does this, and like you could work with that. It would take a while, but...
I think you'd see such a drastic, vast improvement if he went and took those lessons. But I think it all kind of go out the window pretty quickly. As soon as he gets amped up and the adrenaline goes, he'll go back to his natural swing.
Regular EA.
What we saw.
Like in pressure situations, him swinging 10 yards in front of the green as hard as a human being could do it is the funniest thing
ever. He has no touch.
No.
Zero. No finesse.
No.
None.
The club, it goes all the way back like John Daly.
Just, rawr, all the way through full speed.
He hit a putter yesterday 200 yards.
God, you should have hit that off the tee. Everything would have been okay right down the middle.
On the when he started, I said, hey, man, you ought to just use your putter. And, no, I'm not doing it. I was like, seriously, you probably would do better than you normally do. Because you...
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
He tops everything.
Yeah, just hit the putter all the way down the fairway, and I bet you'll get to the par five in less than 30 strokes like it's going to take you if you try to play.
What did you guys say when you were recapping everything that his... 48 would extrapolate to a what? A
282.
On 18 holes. And we were talking about, like, on the PGA Tour, that's what guys are putting up for four days. 72 holes. And he did it in
three.
In 18.
He would have done it in 18, right. What he did
in one
three.
Round, he would do what a pro would break in four rounds.
Yeah. It's.
But what if he would find a rhythm?
I kind of want to go play and see, because I think he'd get frustrated and get worse, and I think he'd struggle to break 300 on 18 holes. Because keep in mind, that's only one par five.
Yeah,
on 18
true.
Holes, if there's, let's say, just three par fives, that means on three of those, that's 150 strokes, basically, on three holes that he would take.
Yeah, and Prairie Lakes doesn't have bunkers.
But they have a lot of water.
They have a ton of water, but what if you got caught up, he got caught up in a bunker? Like,
he wouldn't get out.
I don't know, he swings really hard.
I know, but I mean.
So maybe he'll get out, it's just with no touch.
Man, I kind of want to see that now. You think he could get out of a bunker in under 20 strokes?
But, and also think about this.
That's a great over-under.
Look at it this way. We give them three shots to get over water. How many would it actually take?
Oh, right.
We let him place the ball on the other side of the lake.
That's true.
So a 48, honestly, is probably maybe a 65.
Yeah.
3-0.
How long of a round would that be?
I think it'd be an 8-hour round to play 18 holes at the EA. Maybe longer than that, 10 hours. With no one out there. I'm talking like, you don't have to wait. We're not pausing for radio stuff, and you don't have a group in front of you that's holding you up. Like, there's no one out there. I think you're looking to eight to 10 hour round.
Oh my God. And that was my joke that, you know, we were going to go to a sudden death playoff. And back in the day, the U.S. Open, if you tied, remember Tiger and Rocco Mediate, they come back the
18,
next day,
yeah.
18 holes. So that was like, all right. Baldy and Mino tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., 18 holes.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be awesome. It'd take them. They'd still be
they'd
out
take
there.
Them, it'd take them a while.
It'd like be a three-day event just to get through 18.
Yeah. No, you can get through 18. We did at the pause for commercials. You guys would get through 18, Baldy and Mino, in probably about 6 hours.
Whew. Man, that's still a crazy
that's
long
That's a long
round.
Time.
And I love the fact that with Ham... That's the most exercise he will get all year. Walking like
and I
the
enjoy,
equivalent of like 800 yards.
And I do enjoy you making him, treating him like one of your kids, making him drink water because that's all he had was chocolate sandwiches and Dr. Pepper.
Dude, I'm like, please slam this water. Like I tell my kids that all the time after they play a sport or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, please, because they don't. No kid drinks enough water.
No, of course not.
But they will. They'll slam a Gatorade or a water or whatever.
And he's in his 30s.
Yes, and for him, I'm like, will you please slam this water?
It's amazing.
Okay.
It's amazing.
He took one big sip, and he was like, okay.
Oh, that's it.
That's all I had time for.
Ham.
All he had time for.
They will put his organs in a museum at some point.
I predict he may, because, you know, Al Michaels is 80 and still calling games, and he's never had a vegetable.
But does he drink water?
I think that he probably does drink water. We don't know, though.
What's the main ingredient in soda?
Water.
Thank you.
Sugar.
Water. It's all water-based.
It is water, but so's beer.
Yeah, it's true.
But you're not hydrating. You're dehydrating. Mm. You're not. You know that. That's why you feel like crap the next day.
Yes, which is why you got to drink water when you're also drinking beer.
Yes.
So if he drank water with his Dr. Pepper, he'd be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would help tremendously.
Yeah. Like one sip water, one sip Dr. Pepper. So stupid.
How much water so have dumb. You had today, Ham?
Zero.
He's drinking Dr. Pepper right now.
So no water, not a drop of water yet.
That is so insane.
That is remarkable.
I would have to do the math on how much I've had. I bet I've had 96 ounces of water already today.
That's and a he's going to outlive you.
I drink
you.
Too much.
He said he's had a boost already, though.
And he's having fun.
A boost.
And you're all concerned about...
You're eating penis sandwiches.
It's a wrap.
With sauerkraut and kale on
Look
it.
Look at me.
He's doing the opposite, and everything's great.
Man.
Maybe you should change your ways.
Maybe I should.
All right.
Thank you,
go.
Corby. Way thank you, go. P1s. That's the Birdhouse for this week. Every single Wednesday at 11:30, we have the Birdhouse with Corby.